All right, everyone, say good morning. So today we start Daf Peites in Nedarim. So we're going to pick up actually with the Mishnah on Peites Amud Bey. Says the Mishnah, "Beneder Amana Ugrusha Yakum Aleh." Remember again, the Pasuk says that if an Amana, a widow, or a Grusha divorcee makes a nether, so that, remember again, in this case, there's no husband to be able to annul it, and therefore, lemaisa, again, the nether stands. Now, when we say the nether stands, remember, this is talking about hafara. Obviously, she can go to a chacham, a talmud chacham, or to a beis din, and undergo the process of hatara. But if she just makes the nether in a vacuum, meaning there's obviously no husband present, the nether will be chal, the nether will take effect. Okay, so what's the case? Amra harini nezira la'achar shloshim yom. So we'll say, let's say while she is still an almana, or she's still a grusha, she makes a nedra and she says, "I'm going to be in a zira after 30 days." So it's a time release nedra, we'll call it, right? Right now, nothing happens, but I make a nedra. Now that in 30 days I'll be a nazir. And what happens? Afa pishan, he says, "Pesoch lamid yom." And we'll say, let's say Mazel Tov, she gets married to 3 weeks later, she gets married 21 days in. So by the time the 30th day comes, she's a married woman, so I'd say, maybe the husband has the ability to annul the nether since it has not yet taken effect. The Mishnah teaches us, Inu yachal hafer nidra. Right? The halacha is that he cannot go ahead and annul her nether. So take a look at Rashi for just a moment over here. Afa pishan, he says, Pesoch lamid yom, kodim shiachal haneder ala, v'ikala meymar hoa v'lo chala neder ala, yafel abal, afilu hachi en yachal hafer, de basar amira azlinan. I will say, says Rashi, what the Mishnah is teaching me is that the status of a neder is determined, or I should say the annulability, if that's a word, the annulability of a neder is determined at the time the neder is made. So since when she made the neder, she was an almana, she was a grusha, therefore, again, there was no husband in the picture. Therefore, that means, and even though, again, the neder is not going to take effect for 30 days, and she gets married within the 30 days, husband still can't annul that neder. Fine. So the top of Peites. So in Yachal HaFer, I'm sorry, right there. In Yachal HaFer, new husband who married her again, even before the nether itself took effect, can't annul the nether, because again, ability to annul the nether is determined at the time the nether is made. Nodra, top of Peites. Nodra vihibir shosabal. What happens if she made a nether, right, and she was under the domain of her husband? Meferlo. Husband is permitted to go ahead and annul it. Now, what's the case? Ketzar. Amra harini nezira la'achar lamid. So let's say, I will say, she's married, and she makes a nether that I'm going to be a nezira after 30 days. And then I will say, what happens? When the husband hears that nether, he's made for it. Right? He annuls it. Then what happens? Afa pishanis amana onis gashta besoch lamid yom hareze mufar. So we'll say, so this is the reverse case. She makes it, I'm going to be a nezira after 30 days. Same case. Husband annuls it, and then husband dies. So I might have thought like this. I might have thought that since at the 30-day mark, husband is not alive, so maybe his hafara should not be effective. Kamashmala, no, that the hafara is effective. So we'll say it's the same principle, just different illustration. Namely, that the annulability of a nether is determined at the time the nether itself is made. He goes on.
So she can make a new nether after he dies.
Sure, and then it stands. Correct. And then that goes back to the first case of the Mishnah. Correct. So the Gemara goes right there. Nadra bo bayom v'niskarsha bo bayom. So let's say third case. She makes a nether that day. Meaning she makes a nether on Friday. And what happens? Her husband divorces her on Friday. V'chzira bo bayom. And then again, he remarries her that day. And I will say, by the way, it doesn't have to be. Yeah, he remarries her that day. Chzira bo bayom. Eino yachal lahafer. He does not have the ability to annul that nether. And I will say, now remember again, in that case, we've had this concept already before. Because remember again, now even though all of this is taking place on the same exact day. So remember, she makes the nether that day. He divorces her that day without saying anything about the nether. He then remarries her that day. He can't annul that neder. Why? Because ein habal yachal lahafer bekodmin. Remember again, Avosai, that the only way to go ahead, remember, this is a little bit of a catch-22 over here. The only way to annul previous vows is how? There's only one way you could do that. It's during erison, and it's the husband and the father together. In this case, because there was already nisuin, therefore what? father no longer has the ability to go ahead and annul her vows because she's left his domain. So husband no longer, therefore again, there's no ability to be made for kodmin, previous vows, and therefore even though the same guy remarries her on the same day that she made the nether, he no longer has the power of to annul that nether. So the which the Mishnah says, Zah, Klal, this is the principle. Kol sheyotza l'rishus asma sha'achas in yachal hafer. So we'll say, so the Mishnah now teaches me another principle, which is that Lamaisa, once a woman has gone into her own domain, which is another way of saying that once she has left the domain of her father, right, or for that matter, the domain of her husband, Eino yachal lahafer, neither the husband nor the father has the ability to annul her neder. Fine. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amana ugrusha sha'amra harini nazir l'chashe'enasa v'niseis. Listen to l'chashe'enasa. Let's listen to this case. An amana or a grusha. So you have a widow or a divorcee who make the following neder. I will become a nazira when I get married. When I get married, so again, it's a time-released nether. When I get married, I'll become a nazir. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Shmuel, I'm supposed to say, so now Venice, now she gets married. So now the shayla is what? The shayla is, does her husband, new husband, have the ability to annul the nether or not? So Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Yofer. Rabbi Shmuel says, yes, new husband has the ability to annul the nether. Rabbi Akiva, Amar Akiva says, lo yafer. No, he doesn't have the ability to do so. So we'll say, what's happening over here? Look at Rashi. A lot of good Rashis today. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yishmol Omer Yafer, da'afara mo'eles bo ho'il v'lochal ha'nedra at shenich nesal rish sabal. So we'll say, Rabbi Yishmol seems to say that annulability is determined at the time of the chalos, at the time the neder takes effect. So since when is the neder taking effect? Over here, when is it taking effect? When she gets married. Therefore, the mice again, husband has the ability to annul the neder. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva says, lo yafer, debasar kabbalas haneder azlinon. Rabbi Akiva Shita, on the other hand, is what? Like we saw in the Mishnah, namely, that annulability is determined when? At the time you make the neder. And since at the time she made the neder, there was no husband in the picture, therefore, Lemaisa, again, there is the neder is not annullable by the new husband. V'simna yilali. Fine. Eishes ish, sha'amra. So we'll say, so now that's the machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Hold on to that for just a moment. So another case. Eishes ish, sha'amra. So let's say you have a married woman who says, Harini Nazira l'she'esgarish. So we'll say now, reverse. She's a married woman and she makes a neder. I will become a Nazir when I get divorced. So when I get divorced, I'll become a Nazir. And what happens? And now, v'nisgarsha, now she becomes divorced. Rabbi Shmuel says, lo yafer. So the neder is not annullable. Now I will say, again, remember, take a look at Rashi again. Why does Rabbi Shmuel say that? Lo yafer. Ein hafara mo elisbo, hoil ubishasha neder chal havi bishus asma. Because what's Rabbi Shmuel shita? That annullability is determined when? At the time the neder takes effect. At the time the neder takes effect, she's a divorcee. Because she's a divorcee, therefore, again, no one has the ability to annul her neder. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva Omer, yafer. Rabbi Akiva says that no, the husband does have the ability to annul the neder. Why? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, he goes after the time the neder was made, what we call Kabbalah HaNeder. So at the time the neder was made, she was a married woman, therefore husband has the ability to annul. Amr Rabbi Shmuel, Harehu Omer. So Rabbi Shmuel says, but the Pasuk says, V'neder almana ugrusha. So the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Shmuel, remember now, Rabbi Shmuel is questioning Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Shmuel says, but Rabbi Akiva, the Pasuk says, V'neder almana ugrusha, the neder of an almana and a grusha. What does that mean? Ad sheyuhei neder, b'shas almanos, uvigerushin. Rabbi Shmuel says, the Pasuk itself says, that the neder of an almana and a grusha is not annullable. Not annullable. What do we learn from that? That means at the time that the neder takes place, she's an almana, she's a grusha. So Rabbi Shmuel is quoting the pasuk to back up his assertion, namely that what? That annullability is determined at the chalos of the neder, at the time that the neder takes effect. Rabbi Akiva on the other hand holds, Harei Omer, kol asher asra al nafsha. The pasuk says, anything that she prohibits upon herself, no, the only time that the neder stands, meaning if she's an amana or a grusha, is when asra al nafsha. What do we look at? We look at when she made the neder. What was her status when she made the neder? Not her status when the neder actually takes effect. So both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel quote the pasuk to back up their particular position. But it's fundamental machlokas. Again, and the machlokas is, at what point in time do we determine the annullability of the neder? Bless you. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's at the chalos, the time the neder takes effect. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if at the time the neder takes effect, she's an almana, she's a grusha, that's what the neder, there's no hafara. But if at the time the neder takes effect, her status has changed, and now she's a married woman. Husband has the ability to annul the neder. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, says no. Annullability is determined when? At the time the neder is made. What we call b'shas kabbalah saneder. So Rabbi Shmuel holds chalos saneder. Rabbi Akiva holds kabbalah saneder. Am Rav Chista, masnisin Rabbi Akiva he. So first Rav Chista says, our Mishnah clearly reflects the view of Rabbi Akiva. And I both said the truth is, that's pashat. Right, because remember, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if a woman said, if a woman said, I am a Nazir, excuse me, let's say an Amana said, I am a Nazir, if after 30 days, and what happens? She gets married within the 30 days. So what did the Mishnah paskin? Husband does not have the ability to annul the neder. Why? Because clearly, again, the Mishnah is passing like Rabbi Akiva, namely, that annulability is determined when? That annulability is determined at the time the neder is made. So the Mishnah reflects the Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi says, well, not necessarily. Afilu Tim Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah could even be like Rabbi Shmuel. How so? So the question, of course, is, well, what are you talking about? Because Rabbi Shmuel holds that when do we determine annulability? When do we determine it? At the chalos, at the time the neder takes effect. So how can you say that Rabbi Yishmael is able to shtim with the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah clearly says that, again, I will say, just looking at the cases straightforward, she's an almana, she says, I'm going to be a nazir after 30 days, she gets married 20 days later, so before the neder takes effect, the Mishnah clearly paskins that husband does not have the right to annul the neder at day number 30. Doesn't have the right. Which clearly tells us that annulability is determined at the time of Kabbalah, the time she makes the neder. That's clearly in line with the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Shmuel. So how can you say the Mishnah could be in accordance with Rabbi Shmuel as well? I'll tell you why. So says Abaye, because I feel tema Rabbi Shmuel, mas nisin talya nafsha biyomi, braisa talya nafsha binisuin. See, Abaye makes a very interesting distinction. The Mishnah and the braisa refer to two different cases. In the Mishnah's case, she's hinging her neder on time. After 30 days, I will be a nazir. Versus Rabbi say, what happened in the braisa? In the braisa's case, she says, I will be a nazir when what? When I get married. So listen to this. So he says, Shalmu yome, I'm sorry. So, Marisa Tayin Afshav Nisuin, Shalmu yome, Velo Niskarsha, Shalmu yome, Velo Minsuba. See, it's possible that time could elapse without her getting married, or time could elapse without her getting divorced. That was the second case in the Mishnah. Or time could elapse without her getting married. So we'll say, what does this mean? So take a look. Take a look at the Ran here for just a moment. So the Ran writes, Afilu Temer Rabbi Yishmael, Tehi Azur Rabbi Yishmael Basar Chalos HaNeder. When does Rabbi Yishmael go after, when does he say that annulability is determined by Chalos, by the time that the Neder is fulfilled? He says, Hani Mili, Kitalya Nafsha Binisun Obegirishin. That's only when she hinged her Neder on marriage or divorce. You see, Rabbi say, in Rabbi Shmuel's model, if she's hinging her neder, let's follow this for just a moment. She says, I am a nazir when I get married. The fact that she hinges that neder to marriage, Rabbi Shmuel interprets to mean that she is putting the power of that neder in whose hands? In her new husband's hands. That's what she's doing. As opposed to when she says, I'll become a nazir in 30 days. She doesn't know what's going to happen in 30 days or not. And as such, again, she's not putting that neder in any future husband's hands. Sahani mili kitayu nafshe benisun obegerish. I'm reading the Ran. Hilchach kevan shi efshar la'amiras haneder. V'chalos haneder shiyu b'shus echad. Svirli Rabbi Shmuel da'azlin al-basar chalos haneder. You're supposed to listen to this. When she makes neder and she says that I hereby make a neder that I'll become a nazir at the time I get married. What that means is the kabbalah saneder, the acceptance of the neder, and the chalos, the actualization of the neder, will never occur in the same state. Meaning she's making the neder now as an almana, But by definition, the neder will never come true until when? Until she gets married. In that case, really, Rabbi Shmuel, the azlin al basar chalos haneder. In that case, where clearly she sets it up that the chalos and the kabbalah have to be in two different states. That's when Rabbi Shmuel says we go after the chalos. We go after ultimately again the time when the neder becomes fulfilled. And therefore, in that case over there, where she's putting that power of the neder in the hands of the new husband. But in the Mishnah's case, remember, she's not hinging the neder on marriage, she's just hinging it on the passage of time. And it is possible that what? It's possible that the days will go by and she won't get married. Therefore, again, and therefore it's possible in that model that the articulation of the neder, the kabbalah neder, and the actualization of the neder will occur all in one state, meaning she's still a widow or she's still a divorcee. Therefore, in that case, even if her state does change, like she gets married or divorced, Modi Rabbi Yishmael, the Basar Amira Azlinon. Even Rabbi Yishmael will agree that we go after the time in which the neder was articulated. Velo Basar Chalos. And not after, again, the fulfillment of the neder. Kevan Shebetchilaso Hayarai Haneder Lachol Ba'oso Rishus Shay B'Shasim. So this is quite fascinating. So Rabbi Abaye makes a fascinating distinction. He says, it's clear, it goes without saying, that our Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, that's clear, because Rabbi Akiva says that the annulability of the neder is determined at the time the neder is made. Fine. Abaye suggests that our Mishnah could even go according to Rabbi Yishmael. Because when does Rabbi Yishmael hold that the annulability of a neder is determined? Bishas chalos haneder, at the time the neder becomes fulfilled. That's only when she clearly hinges the neder on a change of state. So for example, I will become a nazir when I get married, or I'll become a nazir when I get divorced. When she hinges it on a change of state, it's clearly she's linking the change of state with the neder, which therefore puts the annulability at the time that the neder actually comes into existence, what we call the chalos haneder. On the other hand, when she goes ahead and she just hinges the neder on the passage of time, so that's clear, so then the passage of time does not necessarily come with a definitive change of state. Meaning after 30 days, she could still be a grusha. After 30 days, she could still be an amana. So because, again, in that case, the passage of time is not linked to a change of state, in that case, even Rabbi Yishmael will agree that what? That we determine annulability at the time the neder is actually made, in conformance with the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, according to Abaye, the Mishnah could actually reflect the views of both Rabbi Yishmael as well as Rabbi Akiva. Zaklal. Diktani Gabinara Mura. So we'll say, now, remember, the Mishnah ended off with a statement of Zaklal. This is the principle. The Gemara is just pointing out that we had an earlier Zaklal as well. If you take a look at the Rhine for just a moment, it's the last short line, second to last short line of the Rhine. So it says Zaklal Diktani Gabinara Mura. So this was the principle that we said before, by Nara Mura. So Bepirkin Nara Mura, so who, this nun, Zaklal. So the Mishnah said over there that this is the principle. Any time that a girl has not gone into her own domain for just a moment, her father and her husband have the ability to annul her nedarim. That was the Zaklal. La Suye, what does that come to include? That comes to include the following case. La Suye, Halacha Av im Shluchei Habal. O shahalcho shluchei ha'av im shluchei ha'bal. That comes to include the case where what? Where the father goes with the agents of the husband, right, to deliver the woman to the husband, or that the agents of the father go with the agents of the husband. What's the meaning? In that case, even though the father and the husband are not together, but since lemaisa, again, they still have their representative interest in the girl, right? Because again, in case number one, it's the father with the shluchim of the baal. In case number two, it's the agents of the father with the agents of the husband. They still have the combined ability to annul her vows. That's the case in Ara Murasa. Davi ubaila mefir nederel zaklal diktani gabi ve'elu nederam lasuye. So we'll say, what about an Ar Mishnah? Remember, Ar Mishnah said, zaklal, this is the principle. Kol sheyatza lirashus atzma sha'achos in yachal hafer. Any time that a girl goes into her own domain, for even just a moment, there is no longer the ability for the father or the husband to annul. So what does this case come to include? To which the Gemara says, This comes to include the case of where the father handed her off to the agents of the husband, or the agents of the father handed her off to the agents of the husband. It comes to teach us that what? That although now the husband has the ability to annul the vows, but what type of vows that he has, does he have the ability to annul? Only present vows that she makes from this moment and on. But remember, any earlier vows that she comes into the marriage with, husband does not have the ability to annul them. Because you also remember, this is what we said before. The only time that there is the possibility to annul what we call kodmin, earlier vows, vows that preceded the marriage, is when husband and father have the ability to do it together during erusin. But once the father has receded, or once again, it is now nisuin, husband has the ability to annul single-handedly all of her nedarim, but only nedarim mikana la'aba from here going forward, not kodmin, not previous nedarim. So we'll say, so interesting enough, so how do we pasken in this particular case over here? So remember, going back a little bit, we have a fundamental machlokis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Namely, that when do we assess, or at what point in time do we determine annullability of the neder? Who could annul the neder? Is it at the time that the neder is made, or is it at the time that the neder itself actually, actualizes? So we'll say, Simin Reish Lamed Dalid, Sif Lamed Dalid. So the Shulchan Aruch says the following, Kol Hafara Teluya B'Shas HaNeder. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that annullability is determined at the time the neder is made. Ketzot. Im b'shas haneder he nisua, if at the time she made the neder she is married, afa pi shelo yochol ad shetisamin, even though she made a neder that will not take effect until, let's say, she becomes widowed, kigon sha'amra konam kikar ze alay la'achar lamidyom. For example, she says that this kikar, this loaf, should be usher to me after 30 days, v'hafer la, and then he annuls it, v'nis amana ben Simon, since she becomes an amana, mufar v'chinim amra, fine. So we'll say, so again, so therefore, Shulchan Aruch paskins, that what? Like Rabbi Akiva, namely, that the status of the neder annullability is determined when? At the time the neder is made. And even if she made a neder that ultimately is only going to take effect later on, and before that time occurs, she has a change in status, we don't care. Annullability is determined at the time of the neder itself. Similarly, Haisa Almana Bishas HaNeder, if she was a widow at the time the neder was made, Eino Mufar. So we'll say, if she made a neder, and she's an amana, I'm going to be a nazir in 30 days, and 15 days later she gets married, mazel tov, husband does not have the ability to annul that neder. Why? Because again, annulability is determined at the time the neder was made. Remember, again, husband can't annul that neder. Why? Like we just said, because that's called kodmin. So we'll say, sahalocha lemaisa, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, namely that annullability of the neder ultimately is determined at the time the neder is made. Says the Mishnah, Teisha Na'aros Nidrehen Kayamin. So we'll say, there are nine types of girls, nine categories of girls, who when they make a neder, their neder is kayam, their neder stands, which is another way of saying the father doesn't have the ability to annul the neder. Who are they? Number one, Bogeres Vihiyis Soma. So we'll say case number one is where a girl is a bogeres. Bogeres, of course, means above the age of 12 years old and 6 months. And he is soma, she's an orphan. And we'll say, take a look at the Ran for just a moment. So the Ran writes, bogeres vihi is soma, shenadra kishehi bogeres, she made the neder when she's a bogeres, vihi is soma b'chayi ha'av. And she is considered to be a yisoma while the father is alive. Kigon, shenises v'nis almana, o niskarsha d'cheivan d'nises shuv ein la'avi arushusba. So we'll say, so the case over here is, this is a girl who got married and was divorced. Now, we're going to see this phrase of Yusoma Bechaye Aviha. So Bechaye Aviha means that she is an orphan even while her father is alive. What does it mean, orphan while the father is alive? That you could have a girl who has a father who's alive, but the father doesn't have rights in her anymore. He doesn't have certain control over her. So we call her, quote unquote, a halachic orphan. Father is alive, Baruch Hashem, but doesn't have the rights. So for example, if the girl, let's say, was divorced, if she, let's say, was married and now divorced, once she's divorced, ultimately, again, from Nisuin, her father no longer has the ability to go and annul her vows. If you compound that by the fact that now she's a bogeres as well, father has no ability to annul her vows at all. That's case number one. Next, Na'ara Ubagra Vihiyisoma. We'll say she was a Na'ara, who became a bogeres and she's an orphan. Look at the Ran again. Shenadra kishi nara. Bosa the case over here is where she made the neder when she was a nara. Ubagra la'achamikam. Then she became a bogeres. Vehi is soma bechaya avakit kasimna. So Bosa in this case over here, where father did not exercise. So remember, girl made a neder at the time that she was a nara, which meant that technically speaking, father had the ability to annul it. Father didn't exercise that right. She now became a bogeres. What happens when she's a bogeres, Rabosai? Father no longer has the ability to go ahead and annul her vows, even though this vow was made at the time that she was a nara. But since he didn't exercise the right then, the right has been lost to him now. Next. Amud Beis. Na'ara shelo bagra v'hi yisoma. Rabosai, next case is that a nara who was not a bogeres, and this is talking about over here, that she wasn't a bogeres at the time she made the neder, but she is a vehi yisoma, but she is also what we call a yisom b'chaye aviha, which is another way of saying that she got married, right? She got married, ultimately was divorced, and therefore, again, father no longer has any rights in her. See, even though now, ultimately, she's still a nara, father doesn't have the ability to annul her vows. Next, bogeres umeis aviha. Now, these first cases were all cases of what we call Yisoma Bechaye Aviha. Cases of where a girl is a quote-unquote orphan, meaning she's halachically orphaned, even though her father's alive.
How is it when she's a bulgaris, he can't nullify her, though?
Correct.
So why does it matter? Why would you say that he's, like, it's like the father's not...
You're talking about in the first case. Yeah. Oh, we're going to see. Because the truth is, what we're actually going to see, the simple answer to that is, the Mishnah is actually just mentioning every variation of case. Even though you're right, so we're going to see in the Gemara is going to condense all of these cases into three cases. So the Gemara, right, especially the first case is obvious, meaning once she becomes a Bulgarian, she's a Bulgarian, it doesn't matter what her previous circumstances, we're just trying to mention all the variations. So next, so the first cases were all what we call Yisom Bechayavia, an orphan, even though her father was alive. Now we're going to talk about real cases where her father died. Bogeres umeis aviha. So let's say Abba says she's a bogeres and her father died. Look at Rashi. Bogeres umeis, excuse me, not Rashi, the Ran. Bogeres umeis aviha. Shebisha shenadra haitza bogeres. The time she made the nether, she was a bogeres. Umeis aviha dahainu yisoma mamish. So Abba says, again, this is another intuitive case. She was a bogeres, which means, again, even if her father was alive, her father would have no rights over her. But it happens in this case, her father Mamish died, really died. So again, in that case, if she makes a neder, the neder stands. Remember, these are all cases where if a girl makes a neder, the neder remains in effect. Next, na'ara bogeres umeis aviha. If let's say Abba says she's a na'ara, she made the neder when she was a na'ara. And then what happens? Then she became a bogeres, and her father died. So again, if she makes a neder, the neder stands. Na'ara shelo bagra umeis aviha. But say, listen to this case. What about the case of where the girl was a na'ara? She made the neder was a na'ara. She's not a bogeres, but again, her father died. So in these cases, again, where the father died, obviously there's no one to be made for the neder. Therefore, the neder stands. Na'ara shemeis aviha. But say, let's say again, the na'ara, her father dies. Umishemeis aviha bagra. And when her father died, she became a bogeres. Or bogeres va'avia kayim. Or we'll say, for that matter, she's a bogeres and her father's alive. It was meaning, this is what Milton was saying before. If she's a bogeres, it really doesn't matter if her father's alive or her father's dead. Once she's a bogeres, father no longer has the ability to annul her vows. Or na'ara bogeres va'avia kayim. Or we'll say, again, if she's a na'ara, meaning she made the nether as a na'ara, then she became a bogeres. Father still doesn't have the ability to annul the vow. So we'll say these are all the different cases in which if the girl, these are all just the different variations of if the girl makes a neder, the neder itself will stand because the father either is actually no longer in the picture, he's dead, or it's like he's halachically dead because he doesn't have the ability to go ahead and do anything about her neder. Now, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Af hamasi bito haktana v'nis amana onis garsha v'chazra etzlo. Adayin hinara. So, also, interestingly enough, Rabbi Yehuda comes to include an additional case. Rabbi Yehuda says that if a man married off his daughter who's a ketana, and then she was orphaned, she was widowed or she was divorced, and she comes back to live with him, even though she's still a nara, meaning she's not yet a bogeres, he still does not have the ability to annul her vows. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda's adding into the mix over here is that once a girl gets married, has nisuin, then even if she subsequently, we don't know, divorced, and she's still not yet a bogeres, nisuin removes her from the rishus of the father, and father will not have the ability to annul her vows. Take a look at the Ran for just a moment. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Masi Esavito Akitana, Va'adain Hina Rashma'inon, Da'afilo Haisa Kitana, Kishani says, Yotze Samir, Rishus Aviyah, Ba'anah Nisuin. Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us that even though she was a Kitana when she got married, the fact that she entered into Nisuin removes her from the Rishus of the father. V'chi Katoni Va'adain Hina Rahu Adin Nami, Da'afilo Hi Kitana, Kevan Shani says, Ein La'aviyah Rishus Ba'ah, So again, the chap over here is that even if he's marrying off a girl who's a ketana, a daughter who's a ketana, or a girl who's a nara, and even let's say when she's widowed or divorced, she's still a nara, not yet a bogeres. Once father enters his daughter into nisuin, ultimately again, he no longer has the ability to go ahead and annul her vows. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim Omrim, Shalosh Na'aros Nidrein Kayamin. The Chachamim say, Rabbi Yehuda, thank you for this exhaustive listing of cases. I hate to burst your bubble, but we could condense this into three simple cases. What are the three simple cases? Bogeres. Number one is a Bogeres. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, so what's the case of Bogeres? A girl just becomes a Bogeres. So whatever your circumstances are when you become Bogeres, you're Bogeres and your father's alive. You're Bogeres and your father's not alive. You're Bogeres, you're married. Bogeres, it doesn't make a difference. Once you become Bogeres, then ultimately, again, father no longer has the ability to annul the vows. That's number one. Number two, Yisoma, if you are orphaned. Right? This is literally orphaned. If the father dies, so any neder the girl's going to make is going to stand. And number three, the Yisoma Bechaye Ha'av. And Rabbi said, category number three is what? She's a Yisoma while the father is still alive. This is the case, usually where does this case come up? This case usually comes up where she's been married, right? Nisuin, now she's been divorced or widowed. That's called the Yisoma Bechaya. Her father's still alive and well, Baruch Hashem. But because she entered into Nisuin, Nisuin removes her from the Rishus of the father. And therefore, again, even upon death or divorce of her husband, Lamais, again, father doesn't have the ability to go and annul her vows. So it's pretty funny, right? So again, Chacham Seir Rabbi Yehuda, thank you for the exhaustive list. Everything fits into one of three cases. Bogeres, Yisoma, Yisoma b'chaya biha. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah.
I mean, third case is on Nara, right?
Third case. Which third case? Yisoma b'chaya av? No, not necessarily, because remember, that's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet in the Mishnah. Remember, you could even have a case like that where father married her off as a ketana. Father married her off as a ketana. And let's say, again, let's say extreme case, let's say she's widowed while she's still a ketana. Still can't. Because that would be a case of, essentially, any time a girl enters into Nisuin, even if that Nisuin ends while she's still a ketana or a nara before Bagrus, father doesn't have the ability to annul her nadarim.
Says, last case.
Correct. They're just saying that just falls into the category of Yisoma b'chaya aviha. That's category number three. Says the Mishnah, Konam she'ini ne'ne la'aba u la'avicha im osa ani apicha. Moses is an interesting case. Omen makes a neder, and the neder is Konam she'ini ne'ne la'aba u la'avicha im osa ani apicha. She says like this, if I do anything for you, my husband, that'll trigger a neder that I can't do anything for your father or for my father. So meaning, if I serve you in some way, my husband, so I will be prohibited to do anything for your father or my father. That's the neder she's making. Again, don't ask why. That's just the neder she's making. Right? So what happens? Right, I guess she's saying, right, I can't take care of everyone. Right? So if I take care of you, I'm just saying I'm not taking care of your father and my father.
One's enough,
exactly. Or she'ini nanis lecha, or we'll say the reverse case. The reverse case is I will not get any benefits from you. Im osa ani api aba v'api avicha. Or for that matter, again, she says, if I go ahead and I serve you, that, or I should say differently, if I serve your father or my father, I will not get any benefit from you, or I will not give any benefit to you. So we'll say it's the two cases just reversed. So in case number one, she says, again, I will not give any benefit to my father or your father if I do something for you. That's the other. So if I do something for you, it'll trigger a prohibition to do anything for our fathers. The reverse case is that if I do anything for our fathers, I will not do anything for you. So what's the halacha in this case in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Hare ze yofer. This is a neder that is annullable by the husband. So we'll say, take a look at Rashi for just a moment over here. So Rashi says, Hare ze yachol lahafer. Afagav delav idre inu nefesh inun. The laf komine laf kui shibudamine, afiluhachi dvarm shebeinola beina havyon, viachala hafer kiloma harashus piado. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. So even though says the Gemara that this is not necessarily a matter of inui nefesh, it's not an afflictive neder, but it is what we call dvarim beinola beina. Meaning, again, these nedarim will absolutely impact and affect their interpersonal relationships. And therefore, again, lemaisa, husband has the ability to annul them. Says the Gemara, Tanya, she'ini nenis la'aba ula'avicha, imani osa l'aficha. So also the Braisa seems to go ahead and quote pretty much the same case as the Mishnah. What's the case? Shani nenis la'aba ula'avicha, imani osa l'aficha. If I do anything for you, my husband, then that will trigger a prohibition that I can't do anything for my father or for your father. So listen to this. Rabbi Nassan Omer lo yafer, the Chachamim Omrim yafer. So Rabbi Nassan says, husband can annul the neder, but the Chachamim say husband cannot annul the neder. Now we'll say, now take a look for just a moment. Actually, before we go ahead and go on, take a look. Take a look at the Ran for just a moment. Rabbi Nassan Omer Yafer, Lo Yafer, Perish, Lo Yafer Ata. Rabbi Nassan's Shita is that husband can't annul it now. What does that mean? The Chosman Shalo Asa Salafi Baila, Lo Neesra, I'm in the rush, Lo Neesra Bahana Asam. The Sava Rabbi Nassan, the Ilu Mefer, the Eno Mefer, Ad She Yachal Aneder. So we'll say, Rabbi Nassan says like this. She makes an Eder, what's the Eder? That if I do anything for you, I'll be prohibited to give any benefit from to your father and my father. So Rabbi Nassan says, husband can't proactively annul that neder. Once the neder is triggered, meaning once she does something for him, and the neder is triggered, then Einach Inami has the ability to annul it, but he can't annul it now before it became triggered. Why is that? Because Rabbi Nassan's shita is that you can't be made for a neder before it takes effect. That's a shita. You can't be made for a neder before it takes effect. I'm reading the rush now. Ava achar sha'asasa lefi baila v'ne'esra b'hana asam matzi mefer dahavi shapir dvarim shebeino lebeinaki depreshes la'el. But once she actually triggers the neder by doing something for him, then Einach Nami has the ability to annul it. Why? Because this is dvarim shebeino lebeinah. Now, why is this considered to be something that's beino lebeinah? So the rush says a little bit further above. The rush says that ginaihu lebal, that to have a situation where one's wife is prohibited to do anything for her father or his father is a gnai, it is a disparaging situation for the husband himself. Meaning to have such a familial situation. So because of that, therefore, again, it's dvarim shebeino lebeino, and therefore lemaisa, again, he has the ability to annul it. So I will say, I want to be clear. Rabbi Nassan is not saying that husband doesn't have the ability to annul the neder. He does. He just can't proactively annul it. He can only annul it once the neder is triggered. Because once it's triggered, then it's a gnai, it's disparaging for him to have a familial situation like this. Therefore, it's dvarim shebeino lebeinah. Therefore, he has the ability to annul. On the other hand, the chachamim say yafer. The chachamim say he has the ability to go ahead and annul it now. Take a look at the rush again for just a moment. The chachamim yafer miyad haba mefer afa pishlo chal haneder dim tish mishenu pam achas te asra lav olamis. So again, we'll see that's actually commenting on the next part. But the Chacham say no, that you have the ability to proactively annul a neder. So we'll say fundamental dispute between the Chacham and Rabbi Nassan as to, again, in this type of situation where essentially you have a delayed reaction in the neder. So she's making a neder now. If I serve you, I will become prohibited to serve my father and your father. What's her status now, Rabbi? So at the time she made the neder, what's her status now? What's the impact of the neder at this very moment? Nothing. There's no impact now. Shabbi Nassan says, okay, your husband has the power of hafara, but only when, you know, there's facts on the ground, when there's a situation. When there's a situation like again, so the moment then she brings me a cup of coffee, the next second, okay, now the neder has been triggered. Oh, neder has been triggered. Now I have the husband's ability to annul the neder. But before anything's happened, I don't have the ability to annul it. Chacham say no. You have the ability to annul it right now at the time the neder was made, even before it's been triggered. I also have to stop over here for today. I don't have time for parasha today. I have a little bit of a longer daf. Mirtz Hashem, I owe you for next week. So again, we'll pick up in Mirtz Hashem right here tomorrow. So just a reminder for tomorrow, again, Daf Yomi is in the afternoon. There is early mincha before the daf, so just consult the bulletin. You'll see the email with all of the different times. Shkoyach.